I won't give you my full name. It's Robert J.
And your mother's name?
Imogene.
And she was born?
The date she was born? I don't remember.
Where was she born?
Arkansas.
And your father?
His name is Robert also. Mm-hmm. He was born in Arizona.
Okay. All right. And why did they come to California?
I don't know.
Oh.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And do you know anything about their sets of parents? Your mother's?
My grandfather was Fred, and he lived in Beverly Hills, California. And my grandmother passed away when I was very young.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And, okay. And you and your siblings were raised?
In California. I was born in Long Beach mm-hmm. in 1946. I spent approximately 2 or 3 years here in Long Beach, went to Arizona for 5 years, and then came back to California, and have lived in Southern California most of my life.
Okay. All right. Now, in terms of, for your parents to have you in their house and teach you the things parents teach you and successfully bring you into adulthood, what is the word that you would use for that?
Upbringing.
Okay, and the verb, like they?
They raised me.
Oh, good. And when you talk about family resemblance, you would say, well, his father. What would you
say? I guess I don't understand the question.
If you had to say, well, that kid, if the kid looks, has the same type of face as the father, what would you say?
I would say your son looks a lot like you, or he looks a lot like his father.
Okay. All right. Were you born in a hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I was hatched.
Well, and what is your word for a woman that comes to a place and assists with childbirth if there is not a hospital? Do you know what you call that kind of woman?
Midwife.
Okay, good. The word you use is?
You're married.
Okay.
A church.
Okay. And the lecture that the pastor gives is?
A sermon.
Okay. And the deity is?
God.
Okay. The